We're going to the gift of prophecy, okay? So, and we're going to do some, this teaching and the next teaching, we're going to do some prophetic workshops, okay? So this is going to be a little bit different from what we've done in the past on Saturdays, okay? It's going to be a little bit more, little different, okay, the way we do it today. I'm going to challenge all of you guys to really go deeper with the Lord today, okay? Tim, you okay?
I'm with you.
You with me?
Come on, man.
All right. Is that your I'm with you, Eric face?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to remember that face. Take a picture of it. So when I know you, I'm like, no, that's not the face you gave me when you said you're with me, Tim. No, I'm with you. No, it's not the face, Tim. Awesome, brother. Well, praise God for that. Okay. So when it comes to prophecy, you know, we know that the Word of God in 1 Corinthians 14 says that it's for edification, for comfort, and exhortation, right? That's what we typically know as in the Christian world. But it's a lot more than that. Prophecy is truly any revelation that God gives you that is spoken. So when you get a word of knowledge, you get a word of wisdom, you're interpreting tongues and speaking in tongues. It's an utterance gift. And prophecy in itself is just generally, it just means to foretell. Okay? So you have different kinds of prophecies. You can prophesy your day. Oh, I'm going to have a great day today. Or, God loves me, and just declarations. Those are prophecies also. But then you have the gift of prophecy, which is the supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the utterance of revelation. Okay, that's really what it is. It's just utterance of whatever revelation God gives you, whether it's a dream or a vision, whether it's something you're discerning or picking up, or it's just utterance. It's revelation from God that you're speaking for. Okay. And so that's what we understand what prophecy is in a sense. So we say the gift of the prophecy from the Holy Spirit. It's a foretelling that comes by way of the Holy Spirit that's spoken. Okay. So when it so for instance, I could receive a word of knowledge about Andrea, and I'll use this example.
Right.
when she came in. And she was sharing about the shift that she's making from Elevate. The Lord immediately told me to tell her that she would be back at Elevate before the shift even took place. I told her that, don't worry. I'm not going to front you out.
Yeah, you are. It's okay.
Well, you just said it. So anyway, so I told her, I said, Andrea, this is not about you leaving Elevate. This is about you trusting God and watching him shift you to the place that you're supposed to be in the prophetic because you're called to an office. So as a prophet, you have to know God at a deeper level than just your comforts. Your comfort must now be in him and his word and not in your circumstances. You have to know him that way because people are going to challenge you on what you're saying, on what you're doing, on the whole thing. And you have to be, sure-footed in the Lord. And I think that part of it she heard, she just didn't hear that she's going back to the Elevate part because she saw herself leaving and everything uprooting and things of that nature. So comes back around, Zach has a revelation from God when he went to Bethel about, leadership teaching and things like that. And he actually came to a place of repentance. And then he said to her, he said, hey, I think God's correcting me. And I mean, correct me if my wording is wrong, but if you want to go back to Elevate, you can.
Which about floored me because I was like not seeing it in the natural when Eric told me that because we were having all kinds of struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that I didn't believe what you were saying. It was that I wasn't seeing it in the natural specifically.
Of course, because of what was going on.
Yeah.
And God was training you, right? So, but that word was to exhort, to comfort, and to build her up. You see? And that's why we have to be very careful not to be overwhelmed with emotions when the Lord is speaking. Because most of the time, while we don't see a word or receive a word or see something come to fruition, it's because we get overly emotional about it. And the emotions cloud our sight.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you believe that I'm here?
Yes.
You believe I'm here? Mark, you believe I'm here?
Yes, sir.
You believe I'm here, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Sandy, you believe I'm here?
I do.
John, you believe I'm here? Okay. Why do you say that?
The Spirit of God is here.
Okay. Apostle. change yours with you, sir? Do you believe that I'm here?
I believe every aspect of you, too.
What do you think? Yeah.
I see the physical you here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I hugged you earlier, so I believe you're here.
Ruby, you believe that I'm here?
I do. I can hear you.
Elizabeth, you believe that I'm here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Christy?
Yes, because you're also in the spirit.
Okay. Woman of God, you believe in me?
Of course.
Peggy?
Yes, sir.
You believe in me? Andrew, you believe in me?
I do.
Eric, you believe in me, sir?
Sure.
Okay. Tammy, am I here?
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes.
Kathleen, you believe in me?
I do.
John, you believe in me? Woman of God, you believe that I'm here?
I believe you're also seated in heavenly places.
Okay. But physically, do you believe that I'm here?
Physically, you're here.
He laughed at us. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
Somebody read Romans 10:10 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Read Romans 9:10-9 and then 10:10. Who wants to read that for me? Who has that? I know y'all getting all woo. It's one of those tricky questions. 10:9 and 10:10.
Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Tammy, beat.
Everybody.
Yeah.
If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Uh-huh.
For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved.
So when I say believe, you cannot believe that I'm here. When I say believe, you cannot believe that I'm here. You know that I'm here. You don't believe with your eyes. You believe with your heart. So you can't believe that I'm here. It's not possible. Does that make sense?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Right? Paul says, what is hope that is already seen? Is that really hope? I'm going deep tonight. Are y'all with me?
That's good.
Are y'all with me? You cannot believe that I'm here. Okay? You cannot believe that I'm here. I am here. Because there's a prediction in your mind. Blind people are not blind. They see darkness. They still see. Just darkness. Okay? So I'm talking in the spiritual sense. That's why Jesus said, what? Seeing, they don't what? See. And hearing, they don't what?
Hear.
Hear. Stay with me. Okay? Because we're going very precise, very accurate, and very deep. Okay? So you got to change gears. Okay? All right? Now, we know figuratively, believing I'm here, yes. We're saying, I believe so, not sure, unsure. But I want to go a little further with that. Okay? You cannot believe that I'm here. Okay? You believe that Jesus rose from the dead, right?
Right.
Did you see that?
No.
Oh. Oh. That's belief, right? Mm-hmm. Not you actually seeing. Is that believing? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when faith doesn't work for people, it's because they don't see it here. They're only going off what they see physically. The woman with the issue of blood. There was no stories of her hearing about somebody else's same issue being healed before she ran and got and received her healing. She didn't acknowledge the crowds. She didn't acknowledge that she didn't have any money, that she was sick for 12 years. She said, what? I know. Why? Because she already had seen it in her heart. So when it comes to speaking the words of God, speaking the oracles of God, speaking the missions of God, you must believe it here. There's no such thing in the kingdom of God about believing it when you see it. That's not faith. It's the substance things hoped for and the evidence, the proof of things what? Not seen. So you can't believe what you see. Because the things that you see are what? Temporary. And the things unseen are what? Eternal. So I want to challenge your definitions tonight. I want to challenge you. Okay? Because it said one believes in their what? Heart, not with your sight. When Paul went, when he came in the book of Acts, when Paul saw, he saw that the man had faith. How did he see it? Can you physically see faith? No. So how did he see it?
His heart.
His heart. You see that? So our faith has been hinging on what we physically can look at, what our mind perceives, versus what our heart tells us. Because that's what God speaks from. The Bible says God dwells in your heart through what? Faith. Jesus does. So he speaks to that. Somebody pull up Ecclesiastes 3:11 for me. Who has it? You have it, big guy? You have it, Ruby?
I got it. Yeah. Okay. He has made everything beautiful in its time.
Okay, hold it right there. Mm-hmm. He has made everything beautiful. Stop telling yourself that you're ugly and that you don't amount to anything and waiting for the world, your spouses, and everyone else to validate your beauty. God has made you beautiful. So settle that. That's too much self-condemnation going on. He has made everything beautiful. Including you. Yes, you, Jim. You, even you're beautiful.
Thank you, brother.
God said it.
You are beautiful.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, brother.
Also, he has put eternity into man's heart.
He has put eternity into the hearts of men. Who is the eternal Father? God, right? And he's in your heart. So guess where all the time in the world or outside of time exists? Right here. In your heart, where God lives. All of this out here, the universe and everything included, is all right in here. It's a continuum. That's what he's saying. Because God lives here. Oh, yes, Yvonne. You liking that, huh? Steak and potatoes. Okay, sir.
Yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end.
Okay, so he cannot find out, meaning you can't earthly search what God is doing. So when you say, well, that's it, right, Ruben?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, brother. So when you say, well, okay, God told me that this job is mine. I believe that. Jackie confirmed it. You know, Eric confirmed it. Tammy said something. Andrew got a word from me. She knew nothing about it. You know, you get all of these confirmations. You get all these confirming pings, right? Ping, 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 ping. And then later Rand tells you that job is yours. I had a dream about it. You know Kathleen says it. That thing was done like last year. Right, Kathleen? That's right. And then
she doesn't doubt.
No, she doesn't. And then you go to the interview. Oh, sorry. Let's say you get the third interview. You get the third interview. You went to the first one feeling good. Everybody, how did the job go? It went good. They said I'm one of the best candidates. I had favor with the guy. We used to both work the same other place. Yada, yada, yada. So now you get more confidence, right? Because you already have the word that built your confidence. But then you have the physical signs that you're getting encouraged by. So then you go back for the second interview. You put on a group chat, ready for the second interview. Everyone's praying. Got a word from this person, that person. Second interview goes really, really well. Right? Come back to all of us. Oh, yeah, praise God. Nothing wrong with that. Not criticizing it. So just let's be clear. But, you know, so we're all, yeah, all right, God. Woo, you said it. Okay, third final interview. Everybody, all right, pray, guys. We're all praying. We're interceding. We're being like the church in Acts, right? Praying without ceasing. This thing is going well. Oh, it's yours. Kathleen even said it. Jackie said it. Eric kind of said it. So it's all good, you know. And then you're all pumped up, right? You jacked up. You like, woo! First, second interview was good, you know. So you get in there and they're like, you're overqualified. Sorry. Fake level goes from here all the way down to zero. Right? Then you're like, but God, I don't understand. I thought you said this. Jackie said it. Jacqueline confirmed it. No. Kathleen said it. No. Mark encouraged me. Ruben knew nothing about it. What happened? Read that scripture again, Ruben.
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
In its time.
Also, he has put eternity into man's heart. Yet, so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end.
Right. We don't know God's timing. And we don't know the full picture. God has an opinion about everything. So those so-called failed prophecies are those things that change and shift, and when you put you set your heart on it, doesn't mean it's the end of the story. That's the test. That's the test. When there was a feeding of the 5,000, Jesus was talking to Philip, and he said, in the Bible, specifically quote, he said this to test them. So all these people, we said, well, you feed them. Us? Man, they'll take off. They start talking naturally. Now, all the miracles they saw, and there was another feeding of 4,000 before the 5,000, they still were going based on what they what? Their minds projected. I'm teaching you guys how to be the best at this and how to be fully confident. When you speak words and you're not looking for confirmation for the person. When Eric came in, was I looking for a confirmation from him about what I said? No. I said, this is the word. Amen. All right. So anyways, that's where I want you guys. I want you to be sure that what God is telling you, like it was you sitting in these seats right now that you're sitting in. And I'm teaching you how to do that. But you must get this mindset. You have to. Because you're going to question, second guess everything you do in God. And when you walk this up, there's no time for that. The apostles were bold. They were confident. They didn't let beatings confuse their walk. They didn't let being in jail confuse their walk. Jesus even told them these things would take place and happen to them. And when it happens, the Holy Spirit would tell you what to say. So they weren't going, why is this happening to us? I thought we were God. Where's the protection? Why did James get killed? Why is Peter in jail? When he's coming back? No. They did not allow their circumstances to redefine what God had already said. And when it comes to releasing miracles and oracles of God at the deepest level, you must be that way. Because the thing something falls through and doesn't go a plan, you're repenting from a true word from God that you got. No. No. You know? So before we really go into understanding and walking in this gift at a high level, I want you to get the right mindset. Okay? Get the right mindset. I'll tell you one example in Peru. And then we'll go further into it. So I was telling Jim and Elizabeth about this. I think that was when we did Street Evangelism. We did Street Evangelism every day, but I think it was on Wednesday before we went to the academy. Uh-huh. Where y'all saw the fire tunnel we were doing, the white, kind of white, all white building y'all saw in the group chat. So that was on a Friday night. But Thursday morning, we went out and evangelized in the area. So we were handing these flyers with my face on it, and it said Prophet Eric. And so I handed it to this one lady, And she was like, oh, Prophetess, you're a prophet, Prophet Eric. I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She goes, oh, that's you. I said, yes, it's me. She said, oh, okay. And she said, well, give me a word. Yeah. But she said, give me a word. And I said, well, and I didn't have one at the time. And the pastor translated between her and I. She spoke some English, but she, you know, she spoke more Spanish. It was pretty funny, Jackie, right? So she's telling. Isn't that funny? Huh? I know. Well, I told her I had a whole cast of women who trained me up in this art, so I have a PhD in this type of thing, you know? And Daniel's standing right there going, you know. And I wasn't getting a word initially, but I started asking the Lord. I said, well, just come to the church. And she was kind of getting Nebuchadnezzar on me, Ruth. Yeah. No, give me a word right now, or this thing's over, you know? Yeah. And so the pastor's talking to her. She gets restored in her faith. She reconciles her relationship with God. The pastor's talking to her. And so so God starts speaking a little bit to me, and I said, okay. I said, okay, pastor, I am actually getting the word. So he starts to tell her. And she's like, you know, sitting in her seat, like looking, you know. And I told her, I said, okay. I said, ask her, does she do esthetician and, you know, beauty stuff? Because I see her working as an esthetician and as a cosmetologist. I see her. God wants her doing that. So Cindy, he turns around and asks her, like, do you, you know, Spanish esthetician, cosmetologist? She goes, no, I don't. And herself, you know. Yeah. I know, yeah. And I said, no, I see her doing that. Tell her, like, no, does she have a desire to do that? So, because I said, the Lord wants her doing that. And then he went back and asked her, he said, yeah, have you had a desire to do that? Have you thought about doing it? She said, oh, yeah, for many years. I said, are you from America? Are you from Flower now? She said, for many. She goes to P&A, don't she? Somewhere in the back there, right, Jackie? Yeah, she's upstairs, right? And she was like, oh, yeah, for many years I wanted to do that. But she said, but I never had the money to go to school. So that's why I never did it, because I didn't have the money to go. But it's something I've been wanting to do for many years. And so, and then we were always looking at each other smiling, and she was crying, and Deanna was all excited. So we started praying for her, that she, the resources come in and things of that nature. And then she came in that night, Friday night. She brought her family to the prayer time and things of that nature. And heard the kids were being laid out and receiving anointing. She had three little beautiful girls, and they were just catching the spirit in line, just passing out the power of God. You know, it's pretty amazing. So she brought her kids in that day. But it was pretty funny how she came up to me, kind of like, "Oh, Profito, give me a word," you know. And she said that in English, you know. That was the funny part. She said that in English. Everything else is Spanish. That part was in English. Been talking to, who sent you? but you see, different language barriers, different things. And she even said no in front of another pastor, in front of everybody. And I was like, no, I know God is telling me that. Yeah. Right? Because the word of God tells us. He said, you know, my sheep know my what? Voice. Not believe that's my voice. Right. No. Come on. Right? So you guys must know God is talking to you. God is speaking to you. You have to. He didn't say you would believe and know. Jesus told the disciples when they bring before all these people, don't worry, the Holy Spirit would tell you. He didn't say maybe, kinda, if you pray really hard. He said the Holy Spirit will. Very definite. Very definite. Okay? And that's the nature that you must have in Christ. That's the nature that's been implanted in you. Okay? That you have in you. Be confident in who God is inside of you. You know, because greater is he that is in you than he who is in the what? World. Right? So why should you be intimidated by anything you project in your mind that you physically see? Mm-hmm. When you're carrying the great artillery. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Somebody read John 3:34 for me. Chapter 3:34. What's up, Peyton? You already know all of this, though, I know, right?
He's got my permission, too.
I'm
read it if you'd like.
All right, go ahead, Cindy.
For he whom God has sent.
Okay. For he who God has sent. Who has God sent? Who's a Christian in here? Who's a Christian in here?
Yeah.
Are we all Christians?
Because
if not, we can change that. Okay. All y'all like.
Who wants to speak?
And this is a safe environment. This is a Christian home. Okay. For he who God has sent speaks, right? Speaks the word to God, right? For God has given the Spirit without limitation.
Yes.
Go ahead and read that.
For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God.
Okay, speaks the words of who?
Of God.
Of man?
No.
Of your own thoughts?
No.
How you feel?
Mm-hmm.
What it looks like?
No.
What it's always been?
No.
No, you speak the words of who? God. Okay, good.
For he gives the Spirit without measure.
For he gives the Spirit without measure. Another translation said, for he had the Spirit without measure. He's talking about Jesus. Right. He's talking about Jesus. But how did he walk with the Spirit without limitations? How did he do that? Huh? He knew it. Right. He lived at a place where his mind was totally one with God. He meditated on God's word and focused on God's word and what he said at all times. So there was no gridlock between his heart and his mind and his mouth when it came to speaking. It was a constant flow. So the more you can submit this over to God and the words of God, and this changes over and becomes the way you feel and the way you think, the word of God, when that's your default, that's when you start seeing the unlimited flow of revelation and power from God. That's where it comes from. Elizabeth, she was dealing with a stomach problem. What was that? Was that Saturday?
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Saturday. Okay. You want to share that real quick, that testimony, that story, what happened?
Yes. Friday night, I had a really bad nightmare. And Denise was in my room, and she asked me if I was dreaming about something. I was like, why? She said, because you were, I was like, man, I had the worst nightmare. Something was chasing me. And so, and nobody would help me. So then I prayed about it. I was like, okay, it was fear. So prayed about it. God was gone. Somebody else prayed with me. We ate. I was fine. Then went to the restroom, and then we went to a Chinese place. We ate, or we went somewhere to Chili's or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we ate food, and, you know, I kept running to the bathroom. And so I told Eric about it. And pray for me in the hotel. There was something. It started as, first when Eric was touching my stomach, it really wasn't, it wasn't too, you could really tell where it was at. But then as Eric started touching my stomach, and were you praying or?
I was discerning where it was.
Yes, and so as he started discerning where it was, it felt like it got bigger, kind of like when a sponge starts soaking stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my goodness. And Eric was like, didn't see it. So as I started praying and just thinking on God and praising the Lord, it started getting smaller and smaller and smaller. It was gone.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, praise God. So, yes, she was telling us that. And so we were in a hotel because I was on a bus with her. And the Lord was telling me, he said, no, her mind is racing too much. It's not going to work. So I said, okay, we're going to wait till we get back to the hotel. Remember I said that to you? Now, she didn't know that part, spiritually, but naturally I told her, I said, no, we're going to wait till we get back to the hotel. And Jim, you were there too.
Yeah.
And I said, we're going to get back to the hotel. So we get back to the hotel lobby. And I go, and everyone's waiting for me to yell out. You know, I was yelling that out a lot. I was saying, out, fire. So, again, based on what everyone was seeing and hearing physically, they were expecting me to go right into right?
Yeah.
That was the expectation. That's what I was doing with the Peruvian people. I mean, I was just, and sometimes you have to do that. And I simply went to her, and the Lord showed me where it was. I said, is it here? She's like, yes, it's right there. And I said, okay. And I said, okay. I said, just clear your mind and think on God. Because I said, your mind is racing right now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, your mind's racing. I said, lift your hands, just think on him. Your mind's racing. And that's all I said to her. I said, it's good. It's clearing up a little bit more. It's clearing. And then she just fell into the power of God. I didn't pray. I didn't say anything. You see? It's not a paradigm. Jesus never healed anyone the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? So again, what eyes are we looking with? Okay, here's going to come over here. All he's going to do is say, ow, 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 and I'm going to feel better. No. No, I am always constantly communicating with the Spirit on what to do. So you got to be very careful that you're not thinking, okay, that's all he does, so I'm just going to mimic that. And no, you have to let the Spirit lead you. Now, if it starts out that way, it's totally fine. But let him guide you. Let him lead you. You get to a level that you actually know what you're doing. You're not hoping and wishing. You know. Jesus knew that Lazarus was asleep because he saw it in the Spirit. But they was like, oh, well, oh, no, he's dead, right? It's like, no, oh, he's asleep. He's going to wake him up. He's like, so he came out of the Spirit for a minute. No, he's dead. Okay, now. You see that? Because whatever God says it is, that's what it is. Doesn't matter that this is a TV. We define it as, if God says it's a tree, guess what it is?
It's a tree.
Well, no, God is not a tree. It's a, how can you argue with the God who created everything? But we do, right? Because of unbelief. So we have to get our belief in the right place. That's why I talk to you guys the way that I do. I don't talk to who you are physically. I don't. I reason with you on that level. We'll talk about it. We'll share. We'll empathize. But I'm always speaking to who you really are. Always. And that's, it's kind of like people get so wound up in condemnation. They used to go off to different places and people agreeing with them. Then they meet someone who's like, no. No, there's more in you. Because you're kind of comfortable with that kind of talking. You know, well, God knows me. God understands. God knows if I had the money, if I had the education, if I was like this person, that person. Well, that's not what God said about you. He said you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're more than a conqueror. You're one with him. You're not made of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed. Read Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. You missed me, Kent?
Yes.
I missed you too, brother. I missed you too, brother. I missed you guys, because y'all pulled this out of me. Remember, the audience determines what the teacher teaches, right?
1:6.
Right, Kathleen? Okay, Revelation 1:6. Who has that?
I got it.
Okay.
And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory.
Okay, read that again.
And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father.
Okay, you
to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Okay, somebody read another version. Who has the same? Okay, Jim, go ahead.
NIV. And has made us to be kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Who has another version of that? Good. Who has another version?
Amplified.
Go ahead.
And formed us into a kingdom, a royal race.
Mm-hmm.
Priest to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the power and the majesty and the dominion throughout the ages and forever and ever. Amen.
Who has another version of that?
I got one. Okay. ESV.
Uh-huh.
And made us a kingdom, priest to his God and Father.
Uh-huh.
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
Okay, Eric, what do you have?
This is Living Translation.
It says, oh, I like that.
Yeah. He has gathered us into his kingdom and made us priests
mm-hmm.
of God, his Father. Give him everlasting glory. He rules forever. Amen.
Out of all the things that God has decided to make you, he says that you're a kingdom. And that you're priests. So what do you lack? Why do you think you need to keep repenting for sin all the time? When you're a priest. You're a king. Queen. A kingdom. God, out of all the things he chose you to have the highest titles in the Spirit. But we don't think like that. So you have to be aware of these things. And then you'll stop talking the way you talk. You'll stop it. Once you see what Jesus says about you, you'll stop talking the way you talk and doing what you're doing. Because the things that you're doing, the way you talk, is a lack of identity or embraced identity. Let me emphasize that. You haven't fully embraced your identity. You know who you are, you just haven't fully embraced it. Yeah. The Bible says if all is anger more than conquerors, then I'm more than a conqueror. It doesn't matter if I haven't overcame or seen anything done yet. He has made it. That's past tense. Eric and I were talking at the Taco Tuesday today, and he said to me, he said, yeah, you know, he was confirming a lot of things about God's going to put millions of dollars in your hands and do all this and do all of that. And I was like, hey, man, you're right, brother. I said, but, you know, that's not the issue. The issue is I need more people to know who they are and be firm in it. That's my challenge. The money's not an issue. It's the people knowing who they are and being firm in it. Because once that happens, overflow in every area is going to come. First seek my kingdom and my righteousness, right? How did you know that you're a kingdom if you don't first seek the kingdom? What if we're here to bring the kingdom on the earth, in the earth realm. But how can we if you don't know, understand, and confident in it? You can't give what you don't have. You're looking at situations entirely the wrong way. That situation that you're doing with Tim is not defeating you. It has not gained the mastery. It's a test. Because it's close enough to you to grow you. Jack and I had this conversation out in the parking lot just a minute ago about growing in love. How can you know and understand God's love if there's no counterpart that's challenging that? You know? How can we really appreciate wealth if we're never poor or been without? How can we appreciate friendships and love if we've never been deprived of it or been abusive? How can we appreciate health if we're never sick? Amen. Right? So does that make sense, guys? So I want to get this mindset before we go into this gift. The teaching is very simple on the gift of prophecy. I mean, you guys do it anyway. So I really don't even teach you about that. But I want to teach you about the mindset that God has given us to have to flow at the highest levels. Okay? So where you're not second-guessing and doubting your circumstances, situation, what's going on. You clearly see it. Okay? And your confidence rests in what God has told you and shown you, not in the temporary physical results of things. That's where I want you guys to shift from. That's where you must shift from, okay? Someone pull up Romans chapter 12. Let's start at verse 6. Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Start at verse 6.
In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well.
Okay.
So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you.
Okay, hold it right there. That's verse
6.
6? Okay. Okay, prophecy. Speak out with as much faith as you possibly have. What is he saying? Okay, come here, Mark. Come here, Ruby. Okay, come here, Faith. Okay. You got it? You okay? Okay. You got somewhere to take them? Okay. Go ahead, sir. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, Daddy, come get me. Yeah. Like, Daddy, come get me. I know Mama ain't coming. So I got to do Daddy call. Daddy. Kathleen back there, comfortable, feet up. I'm going over there. I'm in the Word right now.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Go to Eric.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, let me out. He's the whiner. Okay. Are you guys gonna be distracted? Because he is a cute dog. I'm getting distracted. Huh? Okay. As long as you guys stay focused, I don't want you guys getting distracted, okay? This is very important when we're teaching, okay? He's not coming. He won't daddy. No, I want daddy. Yeah. He's so cute. I know.
Cute.
Hear me? He's like, I want to hear the prophecy. All of creation, man. All of creation. What's that?
Or just I told him he gets rid of the ferret, then he gets a dog.
Okay. All right. All right. Easy. Okay. He about to get the dog. Okay. So what does that scripture mean? Now, the Bible says that each of us have received a measure of faith, right? So same thing in our gifting. The scriptures tell us about that God gave us talent according to each of their abilities. So likewise, there is a grace of the gift that you receive according to your ability, your faith. That's what we're talking about. Okay? So let's say, for instance, the three of these guys have a word for Jackie. Okay? So let's say that Peyton has discernment spirits. He can see something that's going on in Jackie's life spiritually. Let's say Mark has a word of knowledge and wisdom. And let's say that Reuben discerns, has a word of knowledge, and a word of wisdom for Jackie. Okay? Okay, so let's say he has 5 talent faith, 2 talent faith, 1 talent. Okay? So he'll say, Miss Jackie, can I share something with you? You know, I'm not like those guys over there, but I see God blessing you with money and increasing you financially. That's kind of what I see. And you go, oh, that's good, Peyton. Yeah, God told me that and confirmed that. I mean, there's some more parts to it, but, you know, God did say that. He's like, oh, yeah. Woo! You know? And then these two have no knowledge of what's being said to you. So Mark, 2 talent guy, a little bit stronger, a little bit more polished, knows a little bit more, sees it, and God gives him a word of knowledge about it, speaks to him where he gets a vision, right? So Mark goes, well, Jackie, you know, hey, I want to catch you real quick. I've been wanting to tell you this. The Lord says you're coming into money, but it's actually like an inheritance that I'm seeing. And it's from, you know, some long relative you never met. I don't know when or know how, but I'm not really seeing the time frame on that, but I see it, and I know God's going to do it for you. And then you go, oh, that's nice, because Peyton just came and said something to me about he saw money, and then you said you saw money, but you didn't. You saw kind of by the way it was coming, but you didn't know the time frame, because the word knowledge is limited to what the now and the past, right? So we go to Big Rue, prophetic word killer right here, and he comes and says, Jack, come here, let me talk to you. You need to stop worrying, okay? Because, see, he's seeing a bigger picture. You see, God says you need to stop worrying because you know that money's coming. You know about it. But I see it. It's coming by way of a relative, your aunt, such and such and such and such. You never knew about, never cared about, you never wanted to know about you. But the uncle made her set up something for you. That's what's going on. The Lord says you will get it in 2 months, okay? So stop afraid, stop worrying, stop getting all flipped out about it. Just be happy, okay? And you start doing your happy dance. Okay? You see that? That's what it's referring to. So as you grow your prophetic gift, your level of faith, you can go from just seeing one thing, hearing one word, but if you continue to cultivate, continue to grow in your faith, you'll go through these different levels of dimensions. Remember, Paul says, covet the greatest what? Gifts. And yet I show unto you a more what? Excellent way when he talked about love. So in 1 Corinthians 14, he says, pursue love and desire what? The gifts. Especially that you may what? Prophesy. Amen. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. Okay? So when we see other people functioning at this level and get that awareness, it builds encouragement to us because they got what we got. You know, but they got more. So that's what it did to my faith. When I saw my pastor and how far ahead of me she was spiritually, like in the spirit, I was like, oh my Jesus, like, lady can see the whole thing. And she told me, oh, you do this too, and you'll do really good. I'm like, you know. And then, but as I took it and cultivated and grew, it went from me just having one word, one thing, one perception, to me seeing the full picture. And then even from that place where Reuben is, you go to another place of where God shows you and he tells you, okay, this is what's going on, but this is where they are when it comes to it. They're dealing with fear or anxiety or something. So I want you to pray against this. Don't tell them about that, because if you tell them that, the enemy's going to attack, come in and take it from them, because they're not spiritually mature for that. So hold that back for a few weeks. Pray for them, And then when I give you the green light, go and tell them they're going to need this 2 weeks from now before encouragement. Okay? And that's a character thing. That's a trust thing. So when you learn to Jesus said, if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, God and I will come make our home with you. So God allows these tests to come in to see when he releases his words to you. Will you be sure? But you're his forerunner. You're his John the Baptist. Will you withstand the storms, the challenges, the hardship of being his messenger, or being his herald, or being his forerunner? Read that scripture again, Cindy, John 3:34. That's what it means.
For he whom God has sent.
For he who God has sent. Man of God, you're an apostle.
Speaks the words of God.
Speaks the words of who? God. God. If God is sending you, who are you speaking on behalf of? God, you're his ambassador. Don't take it lightly when you get a word and you don't fully understand it. Trust him. Okay? Go ahead.
For he gives the Spirit without measure.
So there's a place you can arrive to where the Spirit is flowing through you without limitation. But your mind has to be fully converted over to what the Word says and what the Spirit says. That's how you get there. The Bible says we're partakers with Christ of his divine nature. Like Jackie said, we're seated with him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Okay, any questions about that before we move on to the next section? Any questions about that? How you doing, Chris? All right. Good? Okay. So, what we want to do right now, I want you to close your eyes. Does everyone have something to write with? Everyone have something to write with? You okay, Chaplain? I'm doing good on time, huh? All right. I'm trying to do good on time. I brought some of that fire back from Peru, Big Jimmy. Okay. And I want you to seek the Lord for a word for as many people as you can in this room. Now, we can't control, of course, who he gives you a word for. But being in this atmosphere, I know you're going to receive something. Okay? And I want you to write it down. Okay? Write the person's. And now, if you don't know their name, just write it down and keep it to yourself and ask them for the name. But if you should get the name or the image of that person. And write it down, okay?
On the same page.
On the same page. So write their name and what God's giving you on the same page. If it's a vision, if it's a dream, if it's a word or whatever, just write it down. And then when you get it for the next person, write their name, same thing, and keep going until you're not receive, feel like you're not receiving any more revelation, okay? And it's going to be something powerful. I've already seen it. It's going to be very powerful. Okay? It's okay. Here, you come over here. Get away from your mom, because
she's crazy vibes over there.
Come over here, yeah. I know, right? Yeah, okay. So we're gonna pray, okay? And pray. Open your mind to the Holy Spirit. Open your heart. All you guys can hear from God. All you guys are seasoned, mature Christians in here, okay? Because you're one with Christ. So it doesn't matter if you haven't done this before. It doesn't matter. You carry the same nature of Christ in you. So it's not a hard thing. All you have to do is yield, okay? All you have to do is yield. Okay? So pray, God, who do you want to speak to? Who do you have a word for? And don't go off something that you already know and that you already know about somebody. Really push it. Okay? Don't go off of what's familiar. Really push it. Okay? Don't do what's safe. Don't do what's safe. Go out deep, call unto deep. Go in deep waters with God right now.